In 2008, then-Senator Obama broke fundraising records through soliciting small donations from his supporters. This time around, he's broken records by attending more fundraisers than his predecessors, but it hasn't paid off yet in Florida. Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney has outraised him in the Sunshine State by more than $3 million thus far. Kathy Kiley is with the watchdog group the Sunlight Foundation. She says the presidential candidates have an eye on Florida for two reasons.
Florida is both a battleground state, an electoral vote-rich state, but it's also an ATM state. It's a place where the candidates go for money.
While the president is going to be soliciting donations from anyone he can, Kiley says this week's visit is also going to focus on enhancing his get-out-the-vote effort.
They're going to want to make sure they collect as many names, phone numbers, and email addresses as possible because it's all going to be about getting out the vote in Florida.
So far, the president has pulled in just under $6.5 million from Floridians, while Romney has raked in more than $9.5 million. I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.